Hello dear, welcome back to another episode. Today is a big one. Donny I just launched publicly, and I have been waiting to dig into this.
Same here. For anyone who hasn't seen the announcement yet, Donny AI is positioning itself as a skill-based AI workspace, not another chatbot, an actual place where work gets finished.
Right, and the core thesis is refreshingly blunt. Teams don't need one more chat tab. They need a way to turn messy requests into finished work with context, tools, and outputs that can be shared.
That resonates with something I keep hearing from product and ops teams. They say, sure, the AI can draft things fast, but then what? Someone still has to rewrite prompts, copy results into docs, run follow-up checks, and ask for edits in a loop.
Exactly. The bottleneck just moves. It doesn't disappear. And that's the gap Donny is trying to close. So let's break down what they actually shipped today.
The first big piece is what they call skill-first execution. A skill is basically a structured recipe for a recurring job. It encodes the expected inputs, the process, the constraints, and the output format.
Think of it like this. Instead of asking the AI, can you write this? You're asking, can you finish this with our constraints? That subtle shift changes everything about reliability.
It does. And they gave a bunch of examples. Content generation workflows, competitive analysis, experiment documentation from run artifacts, Notion knowledge capture, and data investigations with observer-style workflows.
The second thing they shipped is real workspace outputs. Every run happens in a workspace with files, scripts, and reproducible command history. So you don't just get chat text, you get artifacts you can actually review and reuse.
That's a meaningful distinction. I've seen so many AI tools where the output lives and dies inside the chat window. Having persistent files and command history changes the game for handoff.
Speaking of handoff, that's their third pillar. They explicitly focused on making final outputs legible and publishable. Reports, transcripts, docs, packaged files, understandable by someone who never saw the original prompt.
That's a high bar. Most AI outputs today require someone in the loop to clean up formatting, add context, and basically translate from AI speak to team speak.
And the fourth piece is connector-aware execution. Some tasks only become useful when the agent can pull context from other systems. Their workflow model supports this while keeping the run logic explicit and auditable.
Let me share some of the early usage patterns they observed during private testing, because these really paint the picture.
Go for it.
Product managers were creating decision briefs that combine market context with internal notes. Growth teams were turning launch materials into channel-specific content packages. Engineering teams were debugging CI failures with actionable summaries and patch candidates.
And ops teams were collecting cross-system evidence for incident triage and postmortems. In every case, the value came from finished deliverables, not just fluent text generation.
That word, finished, keeps coming up. It's clearly their North Star. They even spell out their quality bar, clear assumptions, explicit trade-offs, verifiable outputs, minimal fluff, and strong formatting for real collaboration.
I love this line from the blog. If a result cannot be reviewed quickly by a teammate, it is not done. That's the kind of opinionated stance that actually drives product quality.
Totally agree. Now, what about the roadmap? They're pretty transparent about what comes next.
They listed four areas: faster iteration on high-value skills, better visibility into run reliability and failure modes, smoother publishing flows for external sharing, and stronger controls for teams that need predictable operation standards.
They're also expanding documentation so teams can author high-quality custom skills faster. That's huge. The skill marketplace angle could be where the real ecosystem flywheel kicks in.
Absolutely. If every team can create, share, and iterate on skills, you get compounding value across the whole user base.
Their advice for teams starting today is smart too. Pick one real workflow you already repeat every week. Keep it narrow. Define success as a finished output that another teammate can use without rework. Then iterate from there.
That loop, narrow workflow to finished output to iteration, is where the compounding value appears. It's practical advice that avoids the classic trap of trying to boil the ocean with AI.
So bottom line, what's your take on this launch?
I think Donny AI is making a smart bet. The market is flooded with AI chat interfaces, but very few tools actually focus on the last mile, getting from a good draft to a finished deliverable. If they execute on that promise, they'll carve out a real niche.
I agree. The emphasis on repeatability through skills, real file outputs, and clean handoff to humans sets them apart. It's less flashy than some launches, but it's grounded in real workflow pain.
And honestly, we built this for teams that need work done. Not just ideas generated might be the best positioning line I've heard this year.
Well said. We'll keep tracking Dani AI as they iterate. For now, check out the launch blog on Dani AI. And as always, let us know what you think. Until next time.
Until next time, dear.